We will return to some more piano music before too long, but for now we're going to shift our attention to the flute and to Amy Porter, who's on faculty at the University of Michigan. Hey there, Amy.
Hi, Mary Claire. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So I understand that you recently celebrated a 25-year anniversary with the University of Michigan.
I did.
And that you celebrated with an all Bach program. Tell us a little bit about the program.
I celebrate with Bach whenever I can because Bach speaks to my spirit, my soul, always has. He just perplexed me as a youth, and I went on the journey that is known as J.S. Bach. I decided to make it my own and take the traverso flute and the sound and the kind of wooden quality and put it into the modern flute, which is a 14-karat white gold Haynes flute. So the airstream is everything. And so over the last 45 years, yes, over 45 years, I have been cultivating the sound of J.S. Bach on my flute. I decided to celebrate with all seven of the sonatas and what we call the attributions. So a lot of ghost written by C.P.E. Bach, or, you know, you think it's C.P.E. and then it ends up being J.S., that kind of drama, right? So I decided to play all seven. I realized I had five of them in my memory bank.
Wow.
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to pull it out for my 25th anniversary and really just test myself, take this journey. And I really didn't share my power. I was taught as by my teacher, Ms. Jeannie Backstresser, when you have something very difficult to do, keep your power, hold it in, don't tell everyone about it. So even my husband was shocked at the end of the concert. He said, I had no idea that you were going to do a two-hour program, most of it for memory. So I made it comfortable for myself. I brought a little rug from home. We put it next to the harpsichord. I put the cellist by the right hand of the harpsichord. And then over on the end of the harpsichord, I put a table and a chair that used to be in my parents' attic. It's very ornate. And I said, could I have a microphone? The morning of the recital, I woke up and I said, I don't want to walk off, walk on, walk off. I'm so against that now. I want to do something else. So I said, may I have a mic? Please put it on a boom stand. Don't make me take it off. Just put it there. Because I'm going to swab and drink, as I say. We swab out our instruments, take the water out. It's funny, someone said, I didn't know if your instrument was broken because you took it apart. But so I swabbed, and then I also took water, and I spoke to the audience in between the sonatas. I would play two, and in between them, I tell a personal story about that specific sonata and how it came into my heart and into my brain. There were some dramatic stories about how I learned the wrong sonata for a competition, and overnight, relearned the other one because they were in the same edition and because I had memorized them. So there's a lot of stories over 45 years of playing Bach that you can kind of pin on your jacket, like a medal, like, okay, I got through that. I played the Bach Partita for memory how many times, and every time it will come up and bite you somewhere, right? So I felt that I needed to test myself. So I told stories, and then I put two pauses. So there's seven sonatas. I did two, a pause, and then three. And those three were with cello, the basso continuo.
Yeah.
When I teach Bach sonatas to students, I always play the basso continuo part. Flute players can be treble clef divas.
I'm going to write that down right now. Treble clef divas. I like that.
Yeah, badly. We don't like bass clef. We hesitate to read the score. So I come out swinging with the bass part and the score and say, this is not the music when I point to the flute part. So Bach has been a beautiful composer for me to study. And I would segue that into talking about how I wanted to learn the cello suites. And I went to Kobe, Japan as a jury member in 2005, right? 11 years after I had won the award in Kobe. They had me as a jury member. And I went to a lecture, and it was spoken in German, translated into Japanese. And it was on the Bach cello suites.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, it was also on the Bach Partita for solo flute. So Paul Meisen, Professor Meisen from Germany, he made the point that the cellist could play the Allemande of the Bach Partita, no problem. It would be great. So a cellist was there at the Kobe flute competition to play us the Allemande.
Yeah.
then he played the same thing, did the same thing, the prelude to the first G major cello suite, and he played it on the flute. And he said, look, this is all translatable, only two octaves apart, same keys. And I thought, wow, that's awesome. So Paul Meisen gave me his edition of the Bach cello suites. Mm-hmm. The only problem I had with it, and I'm pretty critical, I'm sorry. When it comes to music, I fight, right? It was just a little laden with articulations and slurs everywhere. And I thought, if there weren't slurs, you know, it was just too broken. And so I thought, I need to do these on my own. So I took his book, I learned it, and then I recorded it. And I have a dear friend in Carl Fischer Publishing and in Theodore Presser Publishing, both publishing houses are dear to me, and it was great. Carl Fischer said, let's go with this Bach cello suites edition, to which I said, well, I'm not going to do some of the gigs. Some of those last movements of the Bach cello suites are just unplayable for the flute. So I decided to leave them off. And so I put out an edition of Bach cello suites in print, and I put an edition out on recording. It's called In Translation, and it's called Selections from the Bach cello suites. So I basically haven't forayed into the violin literature or any other literature of Bach, just these two big, enormous works. So the Bach flute sonatas and the partita, and then the cello suites, I find very close to my heart.
Yeah, well, we have a recording of that in translation, and if people don't know the Bach cello suites, you actually do know the Bach cello suites, at least the prelude to the very first suite. We're going to listen to a little bit of flutist Amy Porter performing music of Johann Sebastian Bach here on FM 91.
We've been listening to a prelude from a suite in G major by Johann Sebastian Bach, and Amy Porter was the soloist in that recording. We do have the pleasure of having Amy right here with us in person at the University of Michigan. So, Amy, what is it like for you to listen to that back?
Oh, it's very joyful. I'm just happy that I was able to express my joy for Bach, and his music is so translatable. I really put my neck out on the line for that, right? It could have been criticized, but fortunately the New York Times and beyond loved it. I was so thrilled.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Amy, you've done a lot of work with like your digital offerings. You have stuff on YouTube, and you also have a podcast, right?
I have a podcast. I have a business. I have an innovation. I have a lot of things.
Well, before we let you go, let's hear about your activities there.
Thank you. You can find everything at amyporterproductions.com. Porter Productions is my company that has, when I realized I had done some innovation, I had done recording, I had done scholarship, I had done research, I put it all in one place. And I didn't have to be divided. The other place I get it all out is in my podcast. It's called Porter Flute Pod. And I consider myself in a pod. Remember in the 70s, they had those chairs that were very big in the back, right?
Some of us remember the 70s,
And we could sit in them and feel cocooned. Well, I feel like I'm in a podcast where I just feature my playing that is not out on CD, but it's in my vault, I call it. Yeah. I have composers. I have guests from my past. Like, we had a Juilliard flute reunion. When William Bennett died, I did a whole tribute to the legacy of William Bennett. I have over 84 episodes at this point. Last week was my former coach after my master's at Juilliard, Trudy Kane, principal of the Met. And I'm happy to say that one of my students is now also one of the principals of the Met. So it's all full circle for me at Porter Flute Pod. And I have two producers who make sure that I don't embarrass myself. So I'm not alone just talking into a mic. It ranges everything from 20 minutes to an hour. So
That's great.
You can find us at porterflute.com.
Porterflute.com.
Yeah,
Amy Porter. Thank you.
I'm Porter Flute everywhere.
Thank you for spending some time with us this morning. We're going to hear another track from that suite number one in G major by Johann Sebastian Bach, originally for solo cello, but in this case, performed on the flute by our guest, Amy Porter. Thanks, Amy, for joining us
today. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Amy. Programs on FM 91 are supported in part by the University of Michigan.